28 here in this Appalachian League season between the Elizabethan Riverriders and the Bluefield Roadrunners. Welcome in, y'all. Andrew Smith here. Happy to take you alongside for some baseball. It's been a long afternoon here in Bluefield, but it looks like we might have a chance to play here this evening. In case you missed it, last night was a rainout here between the Riverriders and the Ridgerunners. So the original plan was to play two starting at 4:30, but due to field conditions and some rain coming back through, that got postponed, and we're just playing one ball game tonight at 6:45. The other one, I will personally presume, will be made up when Bluefield makes the trip to Elizabethan next week. Don't take that as official word, but just my sneaking suspicion on that one. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup here between Elizabethan, who comes in at 8-6, but has one of the best offenses, if not the best offense, in the Appalachian League, entering play first in runs, home runs, batting average, a lot of offensive categories, as well as second and stolen bases as well. So it's not just been the long ball for the Riverriders. Meanwhile, Bluefield 4-8 on the season. Been a bit of a struggle for them out of the gate. But our pitching matchup tonight, first for visiting Elizabethan Riverriders, is the right-hander, number 37, Spencer Atkins. Atkins, 6'2", 210 pounds, from Akron, and originally from Toledo, Ohio. Numbers on Spencer on the year, 0-1 with a 9.39 ERA and a 3.33 average against. His last time out was back last Friday against the Princeton Whistle Pigs, where he went five innings, he got a no decision, only gave up two runs, one of them being earned. Much cleaner start out of him, able to clean up the walks, find the strike zone. Meanwhile, for the Ridge Runners, it is number 59, Garrett Helsel. Helsel, a lefty, 6'5", 235 pounds, from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, in Blacklick, Ohio. Numbers on Helsel on the year, no record, with a 129 ERA and a 231 batting average against. This will be the third start of the year for him as well for Atkins, as we'll tell you the starters. First, the last time out for Helsel was back on the 15th when he took on the Greenville Flyboys. He went four innings, gave up three hits, one earned run. That was the only run he allowed. Hit a batter, walked a batter, and struck out four in his four innings of work. Now, the starting lineups for both sides. First, for the visitors, your Elizabethan Riverriders. Leading off, playing center field, is number 46, Brendan Jones. In the two-hole is the left fielder, number 3, Hayden Moore. Batting third and playing second base is number 5, Ethan Sitzman. In the cleanup spot behind him is number 34, Carter Jagiela. He'll be the DH tonight. DJ Delahaye will bat fifth and play third base. He wears number 18. Newest Riverrider on the roster, making his debut tonight in the six hole, is the catcher number 9, Cade Huff. Batting seventh and playing first base is number 36, Hunter Porter. In the eight hole, it's the shortstop number 12, Peyton Basler. And in the nine spot is Matty Wright. He'll play right field and he wears the number 26. Meanwhile, for the hometown Bluefield Ridgerunners, leading off and playing center field is number 9, Aiden Anderson. In the two-hole, playing second base is number 29, Kaikia Harrison. In the three spot is number 31, he's the shortstop, Bryce Grudzielanek. In the four spot is the DH, number 37, Blake Guerin. Batting fifth is the right fielder, Bryce Knox. He wears number 7. In the sixth spot is the first baseman, Joey Brenchewski. He's number 25. Batting seventh is number 67, James Hackett. He'll play third base. Behind him in the eight hole is the catcher, Brody Briggs. He wears number 13. And number 3, Chris Markovic, bats out of the nine hole. He plays left field. We'll take a quick break here from Bowen Field, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what's going on around the Appalachian League here this evening. You're listening to Elizabethan Riverrider Baseball here on the Riverrider Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Welcome back to Bluefield, where we'll take a look at what's going on around the Appalachian League this evening. First, we'll take a look at our standings. Over back home in the West, the Johnson City Doughboys stand at 10-3 in first place of the division. Behind them are your River Riders at 8-6. They're 2.5 back. Tied for third are both Bristol and Greenville. Both are 7-7 and 3.5 back. And in last place are the Kingsport Axemen, 6-9, 5 games back of the Doughboys. Meanwhile, in the East, the Burlington Sock Puppets are tied now with the Danville Otterbots at 8-6 for first in the division. They're followed up by the Princeton Whistle Pigs, 2 games back at 6-8. Then these Bluefield Ridge Runners at 4-8, 3 games back, and also 3 games back at 3-7. In last place are the Pulaski River Turtles. Or the out-of-town scoreboard tonight. A lot of games that were at least intended to be doubleheaders and maybe unable to be doubleheaders. Burlington was supposed to play 2 over in Princeton. As we have just been, the signal has just been made by our umpiring crew that it does not appear we'll be having a baseball game tonight after all. The coaching staffs and the umpires had taken a walk around the infield. There had been some rain both today and yesterday. Yesterday, a good rain came through. The field was unable to be tarped before the rain, so they just kind of let the rain do its thing. And you know, it took a toll on this field. And we end up seeing now that when we came into the ballpark today, you know, there were some wet spots, especially around third and first base, but really heavily around third base. You know, credit to the grounds crew, they did what they could to try and get it, but ultimately this field is deemed unplayable. So, with that being said, we will be stepping aside and making the trip back to Elizabethan for the night. We'll be back in action tomorrow night against the Greenville Flyboys from Pioneer Park over in Tusculum. And we will be live around 6:50 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. Until then, this is Andrew Smith saying take care and God bless.